Early in my ministry, God had changed it something dramatically. He changed it in a way that was kind of scary. Because it was a little scary because it was something that I wasn't hearing anyone else minister. But I know in the last couple weeks or so that the old boy has jumped on me with both feet. And I'm not going to take it sitting down. So I'm going to jump back on him.
That's right. I stayed
away from talking about flesh. But I'm going to get back on it hard. People need to know that he is a rogue.
Yeah.
And he is setting himself up to be king of this world.
Yeah.
And we are so confused because we don't see him in operation. He is taking the word of God and he is distorting it.
Yeah.
And causing people to believe all sort of things. Because he understands the word of God.
Yes.
And he knows that people have itching ears.
Mm-hmm.
And they would most rather believe a lie than the truth. Because the lie sounds better than the truth, and it makes it easier for them to live any way they want to live.
Right.
You know, I call this message the beauty and the beast. You know, I've preached on this several times, but not lately, and it is important that we get a firm footing on what this choker is doing and what he is all about. We will start with Romans, the 7th chapter and the 25th verse. It's kind of important that we understand that this man of God was given this revelation of God for a certain reason. The reason was that he could allow men and women to understand that they were in a battle against themselves. Not in a battle against others. Not in a battle against Satan, but in a battle against themselves.
Right.
And if they weren't careful, and if they didn't study to show themselves approved, if they didn't stand steadfast, unmovable in the work of the Lord, that they would not make
it. Come on now.
That their mindsets would be seared and tore up and humiliated. They would find themselves falling by the wayside. So in the 25th verse, it says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that with my mind myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Well, he made this statement because it's so important that we understand that there's two people living on the inside of us, whether we want to admit it or not. If you think about it, the word mind itself is the new nature. And the new nature, this is the experience of everyone who is the subject of the grace of God and has received the gift of the new nature as the sign of what? God's justification.
Yeah. Right.
Not the experience of one man in two successive stages, but the coexistence of the two experiences in the one man at the same time.
It's important
that we understand that we have both these experiences taking place in our lives at the same time, 24/7, 24 hours a day.
Man.
We are in a battle. Sleep or in the shower, playing or whatever you're doing, you are in a battle for your life. And people don't understand that. You know, we think that we have all these other things that are going on, but we are in a battle. You have to fight for supremacy over your life. And the enemy, which is not Satan, but is you.
You are
the enemy.
Amen.
You are the beast that's in your life that's trying to destroy your life. life.
Come on,
it's trying to destroy you through your thoughts. It's trying to destroy you through your ideas.
Yeah.
It's trying to destroy you through your principles. It's trying to destroy you through your hearing. It's trying to destroy you through your sight.
Yep.
It's trying to destroy you through your smell. It's trying to destroy you through your senses.
Right.
It's trying to destroy you. And in most cases, it's messed a lot of people up, messed their lives up because they've been tricked and seduced by what they've heard, by what they have seen, by what they have felt, and by what they have not truly understood.
Amen.
So we're in this battle.
Yeah.
And we have to perceive that the power of God, which is the grace of God, has given us the ability and the power to fight this fight victoriously.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look at, let's go down to the 8th chapter and the 5th verse. For they that are after the flesh do what?
Mind
the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the
Spirit.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because the carnal mind is what?
Enmity
against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot what? Please God. So therefore, what does it say? If you're in your flesh, you're not going to live by faith. Let's look at that 5th verse again. For they that are after the flesh do not mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Well, you have to ask yourself, what is it that the people of the flesh, what do they mind, or what do they focus on? Go to Philippians.
Okay.
In Philippians, the 5th chapter, it's kind of ironic that they're both, this is the 5th chapter, that was the 5th verse, and the 19th verse. Now the what? The works.
Mm-hmm.
The word works is what? Occupation.
Yeah.
Or the job of the flesh, or the old nature, is manifest with our deeds. Adultery is not really there. The word fornication, uncleanliness, or it's talking about quality, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. When we talked about idolatry a couple weeks ago, what is idolatry? Idolatry is anything that needs your mindset that comes forth from your hands or from your mouth or from your feet, which edify flesh. We want to think that idolatry has to do with statue. Well, if you're a statue, then you're an idolatrist.
Right.
Witchcraft. Well, we want to think, all the time we think about witchcraft, we think about witches. Well, we do have people that call themselves witches. I noticed that one time, there used to be a time when they would only have those folks that, what do they do that? The storytelling, or what do you call them?
The psychics
would only come on after a certain hour at night. But, well, things have changed. Now they're coming on in broad daylight. Why is that? That's because flesh or the human nature has now made it possible for them to come on in broad daylight. Things are changing. Amen. Why? Because beauty is fighting against the beast. So here we have fornication, idolatry, witchcraft. And we always, witchcraft is what? Is a, when you do what? What is witchcraft? Most folks say sorcery. But the Bible tells you that witchcraft is when you deny the word of God. It's a spirit of denial. When you deny, for the spirit of witchcraft is a denial. Not working sorcery. You want to see sorcery. Rebellion is witchcraft. The word of God says for rebellion is as a spirit of witchcraft. So if you are rebelling against the word of God, then you are working witchcraft. There are tons of church people who are rebelling against the word of God because they want to believe they don't have to pay their tithing because it's not scriptural. They want to believe they don't have to attend church in order to serve God because they say it's not scriptural. They want to believe that they can love whomever they want to love because they don't have to love everybody because it's not scriptural. That's rebellion. That is as a spirit of witchcraft. So I would assume that would make you a witch. Flesh is taking over so many people's lives and they don't even know that they've been taken over. And then you have the word hatred, which is hostility. How many people have been hostile towards you and you have no reason why they're that way? And you've done nothing but good things for them, but yet they're hostile towards you.
Amen.
You don't take it personal. You can't take it personal. They're hostile because that's who they are. Because they're occupying that which is in them, which is their flesh. They've allowed the beast to become stronger than the beauty.
My Lord.
So in that case, they are going to do what? Be hostile. Because they can't help themselves. And variance or gumnail. Emulations. Now I got all these broke down in the meanings, but we're not going to go into them. Wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Look at everything that's going on in the earth is in this group of scriptures.
Right now.
Everything right now is taking place. And most folks would like to say the devil is on the wild, but it ain't the devil, it's flesh occupying his territory. The old boy is occupying his territory and he's letting everybody know that he is who he said he is. He has set himself up in the temple of God pretending that he is God.
Come on now.
Thessalonians talks about him. Everybody keeps waiting on this beast to come up out of the sea. Well, he's done already come up out of the man. And he's already created his throne. And the problem that it is, men and women don't understand that the throne that he's sitting on is on your heart. Dictating you who you love, how you love, what you say, what you think, how you act, how you carry yourself.
Hallelujah. Have mercy,
Father. Boy, ain't no joke. Revelings and such like. When it talks about such like, it's talking about character. That's what all this is about. The character. That's what it was talking about over there when he was talking about there's two people living in the successful body at the same time. Two different characters. You don't believe it? How quick has somebody blocked you off? You've been praising God and something else took place. And you had to ask yourself, man, where'd that come from? That's because he was there all the time.
Amen.
You didn't have to conjure him up.
Stop it.
You didn't have to flip a switch.
Right.
He was just there.
Amen.
Because whatever you feed yourself is going to have the most power in your life.
Right.
If you feed yourself the Word of God, then beauty will reign in your life.
Amen.
If you neglect to feed yourself the word of God,
come on now,
then the beast will reign in your life.
My Lord.
It's basically up to us which character we want to have in our lives.
Amen. Amen.
He said, I have also told you in time past that they which do such things shall not inherit the what? The kingdom of God. Folks have no idea. When it's talking about the flesh, the human nature, and it's talking about this frailties, and it's physical and morally and unpassionate being that it is. Without the natural affection, not having the love and the caring for others that it's supposed to. God is not playing. God is going to take care of some things, and we need to get ourselves together.
Amen.
Go back to Romans, the 13th chapter.
8:13.
First, we're going to start with verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. What he's saying, you don't owe anything. You don't owe anything to the old nature. You don't have to. Jesus said, I have come that you might have a better life. I have come that you might have strength. I have come that you might cast down imagination.
Yeah.
I have come that you might have joy.
Yeah.
I have come that you might have peace. I have come that you might have all these things that my Father has promised you, and not the things that the flesh is trying to produce in your life.
Amen.
That's why Paul said, you are without excuse, O wretched man. You can't make excuses for your character anymore. Because Jesus died, rose again, that we might have victory in our lives.
Amen.
Whether or not we accept that victory is up to us. You have to always remember and remind yourself you have two different natures in your life. And whomever you yield to is who's going to be boss in your life.
Amen.
The Bible tells us you cannot serve two masters. Not talking about serving the devil. It's talking about you can't serve you and God at the same time.
Amen.
Either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve you. And you can't decide to serve God and you, because then you're going to be lukewarm. And if you're lukewarm, God don't want you.
Right.
Somebody will spew you right out of his mind.
Sure.
So you better decide to be one or the other. So here we have live after the flesh, or cause yourself to become a part of the flesh. For if ye live, what? After? Or part of the flesh, or the old nature, ye shall what?
Die.
Why? Because the payoff of sin is
death.
Or I like to say it like this. The wages of the old nature is nothing but death. You say, well, what kind of death? Am I going to die? The kind of death we're talking about is the part of your life that makes you unhappy.
Right.
You lose your joy. You lose your peace. You lose your finances. You lose everything that's important to you that has made you who you are in God.
Amen.
And the crazy thing about it is you have no one to but yourself.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So here we are. But if ye through the Spirit or the Holy Ghost do what? Mortify or put off the deeds of the body, ye shall live. If you take the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and you take authority on in your life, if you take authority over them and you do what God has called you to do in spite of it, praise Him in the midst of trouble, glorify Him when there's pain. Do what you've got to do.
Come on. Do the work of the ministry.
No matter how bad you may
feel,
no matter what you may be going through, no matter what people have to say, do the work of the ministry. That's how you mortify the deeds of the flesh. What does it say? You shall live. I like this part. For as many that are led, how many are led?
Amen.
And not Amen. Just went.
Amen. Come on now. Come on now. Come on.
You may hear me. It means to direct or to induce. That means sometimes you have to make yourself apply yourself to the things of God. When you don't feel like it, you have to make yourself.
Amen.
And it's a lot of times I don't feel like it. But I have to make myself.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Victory ain't on the other side. Victory is in the center of the tribe.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Your flesh, your nature, my flesh, my nature is out to destroy the very word that God has placed within my life. Because if He can destroy the word that's in your life, you become of none effect.
Come on now.
The effectiveness of God in your life no longer is any good because you can't be effective because the word no longer has any strength.
Come on.
Because if you can't stand on it, no one else can.
Come on, Pastor. Amen.
So here we are, fighting the good fight of faith. So as for it, see, it is a choice. For as many, everybody ain't gonna be led.
That's right. My Lord.
Some folks just look good.
Have mercy.
Some folks just don't deny the power there of death. They gonna shout. They gonna speak in tongues. They gonna roll on the floor. But they're not going to mortify the deeds of the flesh.
My Lord.
Why? Because they figure you can't see them.
Right.
But God does. So everybody ain't going to be led by the Spirit. They are the sons of God. And see, that's another thing. Everybody not a son of God.
Right.
People so quick say, I'm the son of God. Prove it. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again, once more. So if God set us free,
right.
And we're free indeed, why are we still bound?
Right.
I'm talking to me. Why am I still bound? Why am I still bound by mindsets and troubles and sicknesses and diseases? Why am I still bound by financial problems? Why am I still bound if I've been set free? There's a problem with that. Because the old boy that's in there gonna make sure that I'm reminded that even though I've been set free, and the Bible said I'm free indeed, that he's in there to remind me of what I can't see and what I don't understand. Because the Bible says, for people are my people are destroyed for their lack of
knowledge.
And that's understanding. That's why you've got to get in here.
Come on now.
You can't take everything that somebody says. There's people, I'm talking to Pastor Artie, there are people on every guarantee you one thing. When you get ready to get out of here, I bet you ain't gonna care what color Jesus is. All you're going to want to do is see him. He can look like one of them people up under the viaduct for all you care. As long as he say, come in my good and faithful servant.
Come on now.
That's all that's going to matter to you.
Come on now.
We're spending all this time on, wasteful time on, doing this, and all we're doing is separating each other from the body of God. Flesh. The old nature. That's his job. Is to separate and divide. And he good at it. You know why he's so good at it? Because he's anointed just like Jesus is. Folks that forgot about that. There's a reason God put him out the garden. We got to get this joker out of here before he becomes one of us completely. If he becomes one of us, we got troubles. Bondage again to fear. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry what? Abba Father. You know, we don't have to worry about being in slavery again. You don't have to be a slave to yourself. You can cry Abba Father, and you ain't crying with your mouth. Let me tell you something. People think worship is with their mouths. People think worship is listening to music.
Come on now.
People think worship is when you shout. People think worship is when you sing. You know what worship is? When you die out to yourself.
Amen.
And let God know that you're real about who you are, about the love of God. That's what true worship is.
Amen. 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 Amen.
The Bible says true worshipers shall worship him in spirit and in truth. That means that the nature of God, the beauty nature of God, shall overcome the old nature of God.
My Lord, my Lord.
Amen. It's time we settle down and make up in our mind who we going to serve this day.
Come on now.
Not because we're in church, but regardless of where we are. We have to make our presence known.
That's right. That's right.
Folks fighting over whose church is the greatest. You don't have to fight over that. The world already doing a sin.
Yes.
What we need to know is what the 28th verse says.
Yes.
We know that all things work together.
That's right. That's right.
All things.
All things. For the good to them that do what?
Love.
You can't love God if you're a beast. You can only pretend.
Right, right.
That's like some animals. It's like I like watching the animal shows. Guy took a friend of his big python, big yellow python, keeping it in the bathroom in the sink, in the bathtub. They were all rubbing it. That was just as nice. He was talking about how docile this snake was.
Yeah.
I remember, we're talking about a beast. How docile it was. Well, his wife decided she wanted to go to the bathroom one day. He told her, now, you know, that snake is in the tub. She said, that's all right. I'll pet him all the time. Well, this particular day, she goes in there to pet the snake. She ain't in there a minute, and he could hear her screaming. That snake had bit her and coiled his body around her, was getting ready to swallow her whole. Why? Because in spite of how kind he might have been, at that particular time, he was a beast. Nothing really changed. And unfortunately, that's the way the saints of God have become.
My Lord.
This old nature is trying to eat us from the inside out.
Come on, Pastor.
But we are not recognizing it because we're looking for our enemy coming from the outside.
Have mercy.
Closing. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be what? Conformed to the image of his son. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. But you first must realize whether or not your beauty or you're the beast. And I got news for you. If you get in this word, you will find out so quickly. Because it's the greatest teacher you could possibly have. Years ago, after I got this message, let me tell you what, the flesh itself use the word of God to try to destroy me based on what I was teaching. Sounds crazy, don't it?
Nope.
But it's the truth. He used the very word that I was teaching to try to devour me. That wasn't a statement. That was my old nature that was in there. He turned the word against me. And you know what happened? I fell for it. Because it felt for me. But you know what I'm excited about? God will rescue you.
Yes, he will.
He will rescue you.
Yes, he will.
And get you out of your mess.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
And clean you up. Raise you up.
Yes, he will.
And send you on your way.
Yes.
And what he hopes of all things is that you have learned something from your experience. So you remember. Think about it. When you find yourself in diverse matters, remind yourself, I'm not in here by myself, but Christ in me, who is my hope of glory, is also in here in self-existence. And whichever one I yield myself to will become the victory. You have to remind yourself you have not come this far not to make it.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says you're just sojourning through this land. Because it's Christ in you separates you. Now, if you don't want to be separated, keep on yielding yourself to that old boy. He knows how to mess you up. Because he can sure know how to control your eyes, your ears, your smell, your speech, your understanding, and your feelings. And he will lead you down a path that you most certainly will have a hard time getting back. Everybody stand. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Flesh is here to stay until Jesus comes back.
Amen.
You know that scripture say, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Guess what knee has got to bow?
Amen.
That knee that's called flesh has got to bow and admit that he is the true and living God. Not just in heaven, but in all the
earth. Well, yea, this speech that is spoken of this day, yea, was from the beginning of the time. Yea, I created him in my image and my likeness. I created him perfect. But yea, he turned from my ways to his ways and became the beast. So I separated him from me, that he may have his way. But yea, I sent another to retrieve that which I made in the beginning, said God. And yea, he came to bring back unto me those that will bow down to me, and those that will recognize me, and those that will follow after me, and those that will yield to my spirit and not to the spirit of the old nature. For the old nature comes to rob, to steal, and to kill. But I said another that came to give you life, and life more abundantly. So yield your spirit unto me, said God. For I am your Lord. I am your creator. I am the one that predestinated everything, said God. And I'm calling them to me again, said God. Come on and give him some praise.
Even Jesus himself said, that which is flesh is flesh, and that which is spirit is spirit. But Jesus recognized flesh. Who did that detail? Get behind me, Satan, for you of your father. The devil. Why would he call him Satan and the devil? The purpose behind it. Jesus. Slander. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.